This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. We have a report.
In a landmark step for farmers' welfare, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of PM Kishan from Varanasi, with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. In an effort to improve road connectivity in the Varanasi, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several significant infrastructure projects. Strengthening the power infrastructure in the region, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the Smart Distribution Project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM Modi will also inaugurate 47 rural drinking water scheme under Jal Jeevan Mission. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT, ISM, Dhanbad today on the second day of a two-day visit to Jharkhand. The president will see the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. She will felicitate Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra with a DSc degree at the convocation ceremony. The president will also give away gold medals to 20 meritorious students on this occasion. A commemorative stamp will also be released to mark the institution's centenary. The Election Commission will publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the physical and digital format of electoral roll will also be provided to all recognized political parties in all 38 districts of Bihar by district election officers. He said the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar and 243 electoral officers will invite the voter or any recognized political party to file their objections regarding any discrepancies in the electoral roll. The objections can be made from today to 1st of September 2025. Key provisions of Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 will come into effect today. The Act is aimed at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensuring enhanced protection for depositors and investors. The Finance Ministry said that the Act, notified on April 15 this year, also seeks to improve audit quality in public sector banks and increase the tenure of directors other than the chairperson and whole-time directors in cooperative banks. The provisions of the Act aim to redefine the threshold of substantial interest from 5 lakh rupees to 2 crore rupees, revising a limit that has remained unchanged since 1968. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that Elon Musk-led Starlink has received a license to launch satellite internet service in India, and a framework for spectrum allocation is also in place for a smooth rollout. Addressing a mobile conclave on the occasion of 30 years of mobile telephony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that India's digital journey in the last 11 years has been extraordinary. He added that in the last decade, digital access from remote villages to metro cities has empowered citizens and made India a global leader in affordable and inclusive technology. Government has debunked the claims made by a Pakistani propaganda account that a financial emergency has been declared in India following a $60 billion market wipeout due to a 25% tariff announced by US President Donald Trump. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau termed the claims as fake, stressing that no financial emergency has been declared in India. The fact-check unit further urged the citizens to stay alert and advised to rely only on official sources for verified information. Benchmark equity indices started the day on the lower side, tracking weak global cues amid new Trump tariffs. Nifty 50 was down 51 points at 24,716, while the BSE Sensex has slipped 179 points at 81,005. Among broad market indices, both BSE Midcap and BSE Smallcap rose 0.05%. Indian women wrestlers delivered an impressive performance at the 2025 Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Athens yesterday, securing a total of 5 medals, including 2 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.